Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. It is Monday, December 13th, 2010 here. A brand new day and a brand new week and all kinds of insanity going on there. A lot of stuff to talk about. I'm going to give you a warning up front. Our local Roadrunner service is very flaky today. It's been going in and out all morning. We had a major blackout over the weekend that really kind of messed things up here. The whole infrastructure is falling apart here. In fact, I'm going to basically use this opening intro. My Saturday, you would not believe, I went down to get gas. One of the two islands at our gas station, completely out of service, completely broke down. Go to the other island, jockeying with traffic. The first gas pump I go to, the little keypad on the pump won't work. I can't enter my zip code to use my debit card. So I moved to another pump. The card reader won't work on that. And that was just the beginning of the day. Then we had the huge power outage and all these other problems and Roadrunner going out. The whole infrastructure is just collapsing around us. And it's just, it's frustrating. It's like King Sisyphus. This entire civilization that we have built for ourselves is being allowed to rot away so that the Wall Street bankers can go have these $150 hamburgers. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Obviously, the big news right now this Monday is that a judge has rejected key parts of the Obama health care law, in particular saying that the government mandating that we buy health insurance is unconstitutional, and it absolutely is. What was enlightening, however, was listening to the commentary on CNN, where they had this female commentator. I didn't get her name. I wasn't really paying attention until it was too late, but she came out, and these were her exact words. You know, she said that the healthy people of this country have to be forced to buy health insurance if they don't need it, because that is the, her expression, cash cow that will be used to fund Obamacare. So you're not people anymore. You're cattle. You're cash cows. Not only the government, but now the corporate media sees you as merely a source of more revenue for them to conduct their socialist, or in this case, fascistic policies. Now, this is heading for a U.S. Supreme Court fight, because some of the states' courts have ruled that this provision is legal. Others are saying it's illegal. It's going to go to the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court rules on the basis of the Constitution, this aspect of Obamacare is definitely it's toast. Now, of course, nobody is yet talking about whether all these additional taxes that are starting to kick in a couple of weeks to pay for Obamacare, if they're going to be rescinded as well. Probably what's going to happen, because this is based on history, the government will collect the money and say, oh, well, I guess that was, illegal, but we've got other things we're going to use the money on. So you're going to get stuck for the bill and not get the benefits anyway, which seems to be kind of the basic policy around the globe right now, which is, why the people over in Great Britain, in fact, the entire Eurozone are upset, and now Australia's getting upset about this whole you must make do with less because the bankers want to have more mindset, this fascistic dictatorship that is trying to assert itself over the globe as quickly as it can, now that we understand exactly that is what's going on. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Call in and just talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're going to be covering a lot of stuff. We're going to be covering, the climate, the huge cold and snow that's just, Chicago's airport is closed, thousands of flights canceled. Snow plows are getting stuck in the snow, and that, it's bad. 20 inches of snow across the Midwest. Storm is moving east, just absolutely slamming everything down there, and all of these cities and communities are completely unprepared because they were told the earth is getting warmer. And so they're absolutely not prepared for the severity of this weather. And folks, it's still autumn. We're not officially in winter until the 21st of this month. This is fall, and it's already this bad. All right, so we're coming here. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors talking about the climate and the winter storms. So stay tuned. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We will be right back. Are we hearing music? Okay, there we go.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five driving harvests. Four dollar guests, three failed automakers, two melting ice caps, and the Fear Mongering documentary.
Perhaps it would help if I turned up the volume at this end. We're talking about the very harsh weather that has descended across the Northern Hemisphere. And remember, 6 months ago, it was slamming the Southern Hemisphere. They had penguins freezing to death in South Africa. Record-setting winter in Australia. And the year before, a year ago, same thing. Britain, again, completely, the entire British Isles completely whited out as seen from space a month earlier. We had snow in Canada last July. We knew this was coming along, and still the Warminazis or the Carbonazis, whatever you want to call them, were out there pushing their global warming Kool-Aid. They had their global warming conference down there in Cancun in the hopes that the warm weather would convince everybody that the planet's getting warmer and we got to have our carbon tax. And apparently the delegates down there only agreed on three things. One, they throw really good parties down here at these global warming conferences. Two, they agreed to take a ton of money from the wealthy nations and give it to the poor nations, thereby proving this is all about socialism and globalism. And three, apparently a large number of the delegates were convinced to sign a petition against water. Okay, so we've got a major, major storm across the American Midwest. Chicago is completely shut down, thousands of flights canceled. Travelers are stranded all over the place. Snow plows are getting bogged down. They can't even deal with it. Nobody's prepared for this because all the cities and counties were making their plans based on this constant harangue in the media Global warming, snow is going away. Back in the year 2000, Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, which is the institution at the core of the ClimateGate email and software scandal, where the emails and the software source codes prove that fraud is being used to push this idea of runaway global warming. Back in 2000, they issued a proclamation, was reported in the British press, snow in Great Britain will be a thing of the past. And, of course, now we're looking at a recreation of Narnia all over the British Isles. People are freezing to death there. A couple of pensioners in Scotland froze to death in their own garden, got whited out, couldn't find their way back to the house, froze to death in their own home. It hit that fast. Now, interestingly enough, NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, NASA has been, you know, a part of this global warming sales pitch for many, 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 many years. Now they've come out with a very interesting report, because it's very obvious that the forecasts and the prognostications and predictions of the carbon Nazis aren't bearing out. And about 2 weeks ago, we had this pronouncement from NOAA that 2010 was the warmest year in history. And everybody's saying, where the heck are you getting this? And then we found out from a caller who called into our show, who was a volunteer temperature monitor for NOAA, where he's got precision lab thermometer out there in one of the little wood boxes, and he's actually taking the temperature, and he sends it into NOAA. And he was told by NOAA, you don't need to do that anymore. We're relying on the computer models to tell us what's going on. And the computer model is saying, oh, it's getting hotter, and it's getting hotter. And that's what NOAA is reporting to the world's press. And they're running the story, you know, 2010, the hottest year on record. And all the carbon Nazis are having orgasms and saying, see, we were right, we were right. Well, NASA's now come out with a new report that says the global warming models are wrong. Flat out wrong, because they're limited context models. What does that mean? Well, it means that even with all the supercomputers they have available to them, even with the cloud, climate is so complex across the entire surface of the planet Earth, there are millions and millions of factors. Most of the global warming models, if you look at them, they're very simple. It starts with a flat piece of ground, and we know that the Earth is not flat. And they have a column of air above it, and they program all these interactions in there to basically get the response that they want, which is, you know, you're funded to study human-caused global warming. You better come up with something about human-caused global warming, or you will not get a grant next year. Well, the real world is a lot more complicated. You know, climate's what we expect, and weather is what we get. And NASA has now come out and said basically all of the global warming computer models that have been used by the carbon Nazis don't account for cooling factors, primarily the result of increased carbon dioxide. They all model increasing carbon dioxide and how it might generate additional heat. But none of them were programming in the fact that carbon dioxide, as it increases, will stimulate plant growth, which in turn will absorb the carbon dioxide and produce oxygen. And because photosynthesis absorbs heat, it's an endothermic reaction. Plants are actually little tiny cooling plants. They actually reduce the temperature in their immediate vicinity. That's why forests and greenhouses that are not artificially being kept warm, if you go into an area with a lot of plants, you'll feel the temperature drop, because plants cool their immediate vicinity. They're absorbing heat energy to power the photosynthetic reaction. And none of these global climate models that the warmistas have been using allowed for that. And so this new NASA report is saying that when you plug that in, that increased carbon dioxide stimulates plant growth, which we've been telling you for months now, the models change, and you don't get the warming that Al Gore and his carbon tax honchos wanted. So basically, you've got, you know, the global warming, NOAA It's become a religion. They're not even interested in what's going on in the real world. They don't want to see the ice and snow. They believe the computer models. The computer model is God. The computer model would never lie to us. And it says we're all broiling to death. So after you're done shoveling the snow off of our driveway, we want you to drive these little, you know, global warming pamphlets down to City Hall and hand them out. All righty, let's see. We got a couple of callers waiting right now. And the first one, let me, I have to scroll back here on the little message here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. And what is on your mind?
Hi, Michael. First of all, I want to say I'm sorry to hear about your troubles this weekend.
It was just frustrating. I mean, you know, this is supposed to be the United States of America with a high standard of living, and we're the technological society that put men on the moon, and now even our gas pumps can't work.
Right. Hey, I'll tell you what's going on right now. I'm in Wisconsin. We might make it to 11 degrees today, big guy.
Oh, wow, man. You know, break out the Bermuda shorts.
Yeah, bring it out, baby. And I spent all day yesterday manual power doing the shovel. But, hey, Michael, the reason I called you, I have a true brother like you probably have a true brother that you can be truthful to and ask.
Yes.
And I had an email sent to me that blew me away it's about 35 terrorist camps in the United States of America. And the site...
Ours or theirs?
Well, I watched the video, and I think it had Hannity Combs in it or something from Fox.
Okay.
Interviewing this guy about... but it was at the shock.military.com videos. That's the link.
Okay, well, you're still not answering my question. Are they trying to say that these are, you know, enemy terrorist camps inside the United States?
Or
this is where we train American terrorists to go out and overthrow other countries?
Well, that's basically what they were saying. The guys got long beards. And they think that they're American-made guys, but you watch the video, it's no fake, man.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Of course it's going to be a fake. Okay, first of all, a beard doesn't make you a terrorist. I've got a beard, and I'm only mildly irritating.
No. It talks to them about training and all the combat and all that stuff.
Yeah, but this is, you know, we're seeing the Justice Department is now gearing up to go after dissidents with this so-called material support, which is very loosely defined, and now they're basically saying that if you do anything that might be seen to benefit the United States enemies, they can come and arrest you and throw you in jail. Obviously, to sell that to the American people, they've got to do a big booga-booga and say the terrorists are among us. I mean, I would speculate probably that this video about terror training camps inside the United States, which, by the way, they've been waving that one at us since the 1980s, and they haven't provided a genuine one yet. But I would say that probably this video is in response to the massive public backlash against TSA, you know, fondling our wives and daughters and friends, you know, in public view at the airport. I mean, there was a huge backlash. I think the U.S. government was as surprised by the American people's backlash against TSA as Prince Charles and Princess Camilla were at the off with their heads that they were having to deal with this last week. So, I you know, obviously the sale is on. We have to do it. We have to fondle you, and we have to watch you with cameras because there are terrorists right here among us. And it's the same crap that Adolf Hitler was pulling with the German people. The terrorists are among us, the communists and the reactionaries and the, you know, whoever else it was they were talking about, leading to the starting of war. They had to create that sense of imminent, immediate threat to scare the people with going along with the war agenda. And we know how hard they're trying to start a war with Iran and Korea and everything. So I'm sorry, I absolutely think that, especially if Sean Hannity is connected to this, it's another hoax and a fake. I don't think you need to have terrorist training camps here in the United States of America. Why do such a stupid thing? Set them up in Mexico and come across the border. Doesn't make any sense at all. Thank you. We're going to let you go. We got to take a break here. We'll be back talking with Arthur in Georgia about climate and as a mask for socialism.
Celebrate, let us celebrate. And as days pass on their way, share the gift.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a reminder that the Christmas or holiday music that you are hearing during our bumps is from my wife's Christmas album, Christmas Without Borders. You can get it on iTunes, and you can download the individual pieces of music. And the one that you were hearing under that bump, her version of Carol of the Bells is absolutely the most popular. That one gets downloaded, I think, twice as much as any of the other tracks there. Now, moving right along, we're going to go back to the phones here. Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. See if you can follow me here. Annex 1, paragraph 38 of a very specific treaty is where you find direct mention of a one-world government. Now, you have to bear in mind, Lord Christopher Monckton has been involved in many treaty negotiations and has written one specifically himself. And even he said he's never seen the singular word government mentioned in any treaty in this capacity. Now, in Annex 1, paragraph 36 of this particular treaty, they talk about how they're going to close down the free market. This will give them the capacity to interfere in all financial markets worldwide, including a 2% tax on all Class A countries of the, and this includes the 2% tax of the gross domestic product of all Class A countries, such
okay,
as the United States.
Okay, can we pull back from these little tiny things and tell us, you know, what is this treaty that you're talking about?
The Framework Convention on Climate Change.
Okay, well then, it's no surprise that's what's going on. We've got a huge list of quotes from the lights, if you will, of the global warming hoax. And consistently throughout there, you see that what they're saying is we need to use this to bring about a socialized one world government. And that's, you know, that's not news. And so the fact that the only thing they actually accomplished at Cancun was an agreement to take more money away from the wealthy nations, which can't afford it. You know, we're already struggling with this confiscation of our homes and this growing fascist corruption inside the United States. And Cancun said, oh, those wonderful Americans, they'll fork over another few billion here for the, you know, so the tyrants in these poorer countries can pretend that they're dealing with climate change. And it's a complete hoax. They're still talking about global warming. The Northern Hemisphere is on the verge of a new ice age, and these bozos are still pushing this socialist crap.
What got me to thinking about this was when you were talking about the three things that they agreed on, and the one was about taking the wealthy people's money and giving it to the poor countries.
Oh, they're not taking the wealthy people's money. That's sort of implicit. The wealthy people get to keep their money. They're taking the money from the citizenry, the ordinary middle working class of these so-called wealthier countries,
right,
and they're transferring it over to these poorer countries so that they can deal with climate change. Now, I think these little countries around the equator and everything aren't really that all worried about climate change. And, you know, the bottom line is the climate is supposed to change. It always has. It always will.
Well, we're in another one of those natural cycles that this planet happens to go through every regular, what, every 1,000 years or so?
Well, there's a big cycle that's 100,000 years long that correlates with the Earth's orbits change in shape. It goes slowly from a more circular orbit to a more elongated orbit, and the elongated orbit coincides with the ice ages. And, you know, until Al Gore is ready to go out there with a jetpack and change the shape of the Earth's orbit, you know, we're not going to get away from that.
Right. And, frankly, and if we look back through the history of this planet, if we go back to prior to the last ice age, it was about a three degree warmer back then, or three.
Oh, it was much warmer, much warmer. The Cretaceous period, especially, was
really
a lot warmer. And if you want to talk about just 3 degrees, you don't need to go back that far. The Roman warm period was 3 to 5 degrees warmer. The medieval warm period was 3 to 5 degrees warmer. Even more than that, they were growing vineyards and doing winemaking in the south of England, which they can't do anymore.
Right. They had the mini ice ages just a few hundred years back. There was two of them over the past 500 years. And this is nothing new for this planet. It does this on a regular basis, which is why I don't understand
exactly
how these people at this Cancun picnic seem to think, and, you know, what about that bogus petition that CFAC had going around there that these people were just ready to jump on? Did you hear about that one?
Oh, yeah, we were reporting that one. They signed a petition against water. But what's going on? This is classic politics, and more people around the world are beginning to understand this, that for the last 100 years, our ruling so-called elites have controlled us all by taking something that happens naturally, declaring that it's a crisis, and then offering to sell us a solution in exchange for our money and our obedience. Or they create an enemy and say, oh, we must be on guard against that enemy, and I will save you from that enemy in exchange for your money and your obedience and the lives of your children. And this has been going on, you know, it goes all the way back, you know, to ancient Egypt. I mean, Ramses II was BSing his own people about the victory over the Hittites at Kadesh. Governments lie to their people. That is the only absolute given that we have in history, is that governments are going to lie to their people to get obedience and money and servitude from them.
Exactly. And it's always the same game. You know, Nero did it. Hitler did it. Mao Zedong did it. Stalin did it. They all did it.
They all do it. There isn't one that didn't. We got to let you go.
That's
take a break.
Continuously work.
All right, Arthur, thank you very much for the phone call. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five driving Corvettes. Four dollar gas, three failed automakers, two melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I want to get onto the economy. That is obviously the overriding concern of so many people right now. Things are... They're obviously getting worse. Looking at the increasing homelessness, the increasing foreclosures, the increasing retail vacancies, things are bad and getting worse. Over in Detroit, they're basically shutting down all public services for one-fifth of the city. They don't have the money anymore. So there's no more garbage pickup and no more police patrols in 20% of the city. They're just writing it off and saying, okay, all the druggies and the homeless, that's your place now. Just go take care of yourself. And, you know, they're not able to make good on their bonds. Everything is coming apart because everything is steeped too deeply in debt. Because remember, that's the essence of the banking industry. To get everybody in debt and keep them in debt. Now, this brings us to the situation over in London, where the photos from that are still going viral. And as you know, Prince Charles and Camille were very upset because the protesters were screaming, off with their heads, off with their heads. And, you know, Camille is saying, the peasants are revolting. And Charles is saying, you didn't know. Well, what's going on here? We ran a story earlier today, and this has nothing to do with austerity. Okay, the reason educational funds are being cut is not because of austerity, but because there's a profit opportunity there. Now, we ran a story. It's linked to whatreallyhappened.com, and it says, we have a new college debt queen. And it's a story of a young lady who, like so many other young Americans, was lured into the idea of going to college in order to have a better life. And because funding for education in this country has been cut over the last several years
for austerity,
she got student loans. And the student loans, she's graduated, the student loans have kicked in. She can't find a job that uses her degree. She's still having to live with her parents. And she's on the hook for $200,000 in student loans plus accruing interest. And this is just for a four-year degree. And we are seeing more and more again. I mean, student loans are as big a bubble right now as personal credit card debt in the United States of America. And it's all money, 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 money for the bankers. And instead of being a path to a brighter future, college in this country has become just another money-making deal for the banks. Get you hooked on debt so you can never, ever get off again. We'll leave you squirming on that hook. We'll sell you college because you're convinced you're going to be making a heck of a lot more money when you've got a college degree. And then when you get out of college, what you train for just doesn't exist. It's been sent to other countries because of tax credits from the federal government, and you're stuck with the loans and no way to pay them back. Now, what has obviously happened, I think, is the Bank of England, the British bankers, the British equivalent of the Federal Reserve, looked at this scam in the U.S. and said, wow, those American kids fell for that. You know, and we've seen all these commercials about study at home. You know, we'll give you a degree. All we want is, you know, for you to sign these loan documents and you'll get a PhD, which means piled higher and deeper. So they wanted to do the same thing over there in Great Britain. And the bankers lobbied the government to simply cut off all funded support for college education. So now the British kids are going to have to go into debt to the banks to get a college education, which will really not affect their earning ability all that much in the real world, because all the high technology jobs are leaving Great Britain and going to India and Asia, same as they are here in the United States of America. But the goal is to put those British kids on a debt hook as hard and firm as they can and let them spend the rest of their life trying to wriggle off. And the British kids, apparently much smarter than their American counterparts, saw the trap before it was sprung. And that's why they're rioting in the streets. They don't want college to be just another sales pitch to sell them a bank loan. Education, up until this point, was supported by tax revenues. And the taxes are still going up. So why aren't the services? Well, obviously, the bankers, the reason they're screaming about austerity is the less services you get for your tax dollars, the more services you have to buy on credit. Forget about government-funded health care. No, 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 no. You've got to pay for your own medical care, and you've got to go into debt, you know, if you get sick. Forget about, you know, government funding your education. You got to get school loans. You got to go into debt to get an education. The only way to move ahead in our society is to go hopelessly into debt, so that you will be reliable and dependable and you will do what the bankers tell you to do. That's what's going on here. And the British people understand that. Apparently, all of Europe understands that much more than the people of the United States of America. Now, to show you how completely out of control this is getting, over in Great Britain, police officials, British officials, are apparently getting ready to file charges against a 12-year-old boy. He's already being called the Notorious Nicky of Oxfordshire. They're threatening to arrest him for threatening the public peace. What he did was go onto his Facebook account and complain about the upcoming plan to close the local youth center, because there really isn't any other place for the kids to go in that area. And if they don't have the youth center to go into, inevitably, they tend to get into trouble. But he just basically said, I don't want the youth center to be closed, and they're talking about arresting him. It's not exactly Sherlock Holmes versus Professor Moriarty here. It's basically whooping on a 12-year-old to prove how butch they are over there. Now, as you know, we have been following on this show Max Kaiser's plan or promotion for people to buy silver and gold, mostly silver, because both J.P. Morgan Chase and COMEX are sitting on massive short positions, which are due this month. And they're getting very, very nervous because the price of silver is going up, which means fulfilling those contracts is going to cost J.P. Morgan Chase and COMEX a lot of money. And remember, the first commandment of the United States is the money always flows to the bankers, not away. And so J.P. Morgan has started a very clever propaganda campaign. They're putting posts out there in the corporate media and on the internet trying to say, oh, there's plenty of silver. Max is just making money because he's got advertisers on his website that are selling silver and gold. And he's just conning all of you. You really ought to sell all your silver right now. Obviously, J.P. Morgan's agenda here is to trigger a sell-off, which will drop the price of silver. They can then buy up the silver to cover their short positions and get off the hook for their own gambling debts. Again, they gambled, they lost, they're going to drop the costs onto the people. That's the mindset. Now, my advice is, whether you think this thing with COMEX and J.P. Morgan Chase is going to work or not, and even knowing that the big bankers try and manipulate the price of metals with all of their little game playing, if you buy metal and you hang on to it over the long haul, yeah, it is going to increase in value. The dollar is dropping. The price of silver and gold, as calculated in U.S. dollars, has to increase every time Bernanke turns on that printing press. You know, there's only so far they can game and rig the system to control those prices and try and discourage you from deserting the banks and the equity markets. But over the long haul, there may be a few dips from the little game plan going on. Over the long haul, it's definitely going to work out. Now, Wall Street, you would think that the bankers and Wall Street might take a look at the ruin that they have laid waste across the United States of America and say, maybe we need to change our ways. Apparently not. They're still in, Wall Street. They're blinging up. They're taking their record-setting bonuses and they're buying $100,000 watches and eating $150 hamburgers. We talked about that last week. Apparently, there's this little restaurant right on Wall Street, and they, for the ultimate ego boost, they have a $150 hamburger. It's made out of Kobe beef, and it's garnished with white and black truffles, and they decorate it with gold leaf, which adds absolutely nothing to the flavor. It's just, hey, I'm eating a gold burger. And it sort of reminds me about this guy back in ancient Rome called Marcus Licinius Crassus. And decorating his food and beverages with gold leaf was his thing to prove how rich he was. And he was. He was the richest man in Rome, probably richest man in the entire world. But you know, that does come back to haunt you, because when he died, his enemies, in an homage to his world-famous greed, poured melted gold down his throat. So, enjoy your hamburger there, jerk. Now, Wall Street's latest scam, having destroyed the housing market with fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, here's their latest scam. Wall Street is going out and they're approaching state governments or city governments, and they're basically buying delinquent property tax accounts. If you own a home and you haven't been able to pay your property tax, the city is selling that debt to Wall Street. And once it becomes a private debt, they can add whatever interest they want on it. There are no civil protection controls. They can add fees and charges, and they can take a $5,000 property tax bill and turn it into a $200,000 debt. And they're taking all these property tax bills, and they're bundling them together in a new form of security. And they're inflating these property tax bills with all these charges to make it look more attractive. And they're trying to sell these around the world. Right now, I don't know if the rest of the world is going to be too eager to buy Wall Street's latest offering. But obviously, if the people whose property tax bills they are had the money to pay the bills would have been paid. And so ultimately, these debts have to fail. And they're being collateralized by the house. But if Wall Street has inflated these property tax bills beyond the value of the equity in the house, then these property tax bundled securities, property tax backed securities, are doomed to fail. And because our government will not deal with the fraudulent mortgage backed security problem, you know, our government is simply bailing them out. They're going to go on. They're going to play fraud with the property tax backed securities. They've got, Wall Street's got no reason to stop. It's working for them. And perhaps the worst warning sign that we could all be seeing right now is the incoming Republican Financial Services Chairman for the House Financial Services Committee has stated publicly that he doesn't believe the federal government has any business protecting the consumers. This guy, Representative Spencer Backus, Republican, Alabama, came out and said that the role of government, the role of the federal government in Washington, is to serve the banks. Not the people. The banks. Obviously, and I've been saying this for going on a couple of months now, that is certainly the way the federal government behaves. The federal government took away your high-paying jobs so the banks could take away your homes to recapitalize their balance sheets after they had to buy back all the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. And since that worked out so well, they gave themselves record-setting bonuses, and now they're moving on to the next fraud, the property tax-backed securities. And it just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. Meanwhile, the Obama administration is continuing to block legal aid for homeowners who are facing foreclosure. Remember when TARP was rammed through the Congress against overwhelming public opposition? And we were told, oh, it's really good for you because remember, you know, the TARP is supposed to be there to, you know, protect the homeowners and alleviate the situation. And now we're finding out that everybody who's gone to the government to say, well, you know, some of that money is supposed to help the homeowners. We need to fund legal aid societies so that people can basically, you know, fight the foreclosures because so many of them are fraudulent. And if they don't have legal aid, they won't know they're being scammed by the bankers. And the Obama administration is saying, no, TARP money may not be used to fund homeowners attempting to defend themselves from what are more often than not these days fraudulent foreclosures. Now, this gets back to what I have been saying for quite some time. The official policy of the United States government is wealth confiscation, done in a way to trick you into thinking it's your own fault that you lost your home. The Wall Street insiders, the ones running around with their $100,000 watches and eating those $150 hamburgers, they made fortunes selling fraudulent mortgage-backed securities over the last 9 years. They crashed the banks and the economies of the rest of the world in a way that they sort of, I guess they hoped, these other foreign banks would say, oh, we made a bad decision and we have to live with the results. But those foreign bankers turned out to be a lot smarter than Wall Street wanted to believe, and they said, look, these were fraudulent, and we know they're fraudulent, and you have to make good on all this bad paper. And so all these trillions and trillions of dollars are going out of the Federal Reserve banking system to buy back the paper, but they can't just print up the trillions of dollars or it destroys the U.S. economy. They've got to balance the loss. And so the government has said, well, we'll just grab the houses of American people, and we'll use those to recapitalize the balance sheets on the banks, so the books all work, the bookkeeping all works out. All hail the bookkeeping. You know, we stay in the black, and you know, it's only going to take maybe 50, 60 million homeless Americans to do. And that's what they've been doing. Now, Obama came into office promising change, but he never reversed those Bush-era tax credits that encouraged American corporations to offshore high-paying American manufacturing jobs. They intentionally removed Americans' ability to pay their mortgages so that the banks could come in and just have a firestorm of wealth confiscation. That's what it is, and it's intentional. According to research done by the Hackett Group, offshoring has not declined under Obama. It has increased. This is policy. This is U.S. policy. You know, that GOP guy coming into the Financial Services Committee said it. The opinion of Washington, D.C. is they're there to take care of the banks, not you. That is fascism. When the government and the corporations are working together against the general population, that is a fascist state and a fascist economy. Profits are kept private, so you can pay for those $150 hamburgers, and losses are socialized across the general population, which is why you are losing your homes. We have lost the United States of America. We are now a fascist economic dictatorship. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of hour number one. We're coming up on when we lose our WWC, our shortwave audience. And basically just finishing up on this situation with the economy. The tent cities are back. Actually, they never really left. They're just getting larger. We have a huge one down here on the north shore of Pearl Harbor. So when the oceans rise, when the Arctic poles melt, they're all going to drown like rats, and according to Al Gore. Over in Camden, New Jersey, their tent city is much, much larger. All of this, of course, is going on while Wall Street blings it up, and the media tries to tell you, the economy is getting better. I promise you the economy is getting better. Please believe us, the economy is getting better. And they're going on and on about that whole situation. And again, I have to wonder how many homeless people who were made homeless so the banks could recapitalize on their property are going to die freezing to death this winter because the local cities and communities did not make adequate plans for warming centers because they believed the corporate media when it said, oh, harsh winters are thing of the past. The earth is getting warmer. Okay, great. We don't have to buy as much fuel oil. They're already running out of fuel oil in a lot of places around the Northern Hemisphere. They didn't stock up enough. They bought the Kool-Aid. They said, oh, it'll be a warm, oh, it's going to be, you know, no snow at all, you know, according to Hadley CRU. And now they're getting slammed. Now, I know I keep going back to that video about the Wall Street bling, but remember I described their behavior not as business people or financiers or anything respectable, but they're behaving like money addicts. Bernie Madoff co-founded NASDAQ, got more money than God, and still needed to run a Ponzi scheme to screw investors out of $65 billion because he just had to have more money. Just have to have it. And if you look at the way the Wall Street people are decorating themselves, they do look more like self-indulgent drug lords than business people when you see that kind of excess going out there. Real fall of Rome kind of thing. Maybe they're decorating themselves to try and reassure themselves that this is the way the world is supposed to be. And we're supposed to be, you know, gilded, and we're supposed to be wonderful. And it's a darn shame that all those other people lost their homes. But hey, I've got my place in the Hamptons, so who cares? Reminds me of this saying by La Rochefoucauld, who said, it is not enough to succeed, others must fail. And we have way too much of that attitude in the American business leadership. And it all goes back to Adam Smith and this idea that if we're all equally guilty and money grubbing, that society as a whole will move forward. And we know that's not true. John Nash proved it mathematically. That was his PhD thesis was on that. He won the Nobel Prize for mathematics. But Wall Street didn't want to listen to John Nash because Adam Smith justifies personal greed. Yes, I'm grabbing all the money and I'm throwing people out of their homes and I'm buying businesses and stripping them and killing all these jobs. But you know, in the long run, it's going to help our society. Well, wrong. Just like all the people who said global warming is coming. And now look at the harsh winter. And all these economists who said personal greed will move our society forward. And look at our society now. We're crumbling. America is in the middle of its grand collapse. It's happening around us every single day. And it's painful to watch. It's like watching your own child die slowly of cancer day after day after day after day. And the people that you trust to be the doctors don't do a thing about it. We're going to take a break for a station break. We'll be back with the RBN continuation of our show after these words from our sponsors.